Foundation in Tasmania.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No, all good. Thanks for coming on.
Dead fish, dead salmon all over the place. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so right now in Tasmania, for all your listeners, we're experiencing an incredible and devastating event with the industrial salmon farms here in Tasmania, where they're experiencing huge mortality rates due to a bacteria that's spreading through the fish. The reason this happens is because they overstock the pens. So for people, if you haven't heard about salmon farming before, it's not a little ma and pa operation in Tasmania. These are factory farms in the sea. We can have huge pens that can be up to 160 metres in circumference. They can have up to 100,000 fish in them. And they can be 20, 25 metres deep. So these are enormous, enormous cages in our oceans. And they can be in leases. You know, there can be 36 of these lined up in a row in Tasmania's beautiful and unique bays and waterways. So right now what's happening is with these huge dives they're having, they're actually decomposing and washing up on local beaches around in local communities. So it's causing a huge amount of outrage.
Oh, it stink as well.
And the dogs are eating it, and people are having the people's, like, these are beaches where people play, like bring their kids to play.
That's correct. These are like local used beaches. This is where people walk their pets, go for a kayak, go for a swim even. And you're getting basically chunks of fat washing up on the beach, which has really never been seen before. So, and just the other day, it wasn't just fat. It was actually salmon carcasses as well, the whole fish washing up on the beaches as well on Bruny Island.
Is that because they're releasing the guards around their quarantined areas for their farms? Is that what's going on?
I'm not entirely sure how salmon carcasses are washing ashore. Basically, when we flew our drones over these farms and we saw rotting and dead fish on the surface, I heard from an industry insider that a good rule of thumb is that for every one fish that you see, there's at least 5 to 10 fish under the surface. And so what that means is at the very bottom of these huge cages, there's just a pile of dead fish. Mm. And they send divers down with like a big hose and pump them out onto barges. And we witnessed with our drone that when they were pumping out, the fish were falling onto the deck of the barge. So potentially they're washing over the side of the barge as they're pumping the dead, the fish that have died from the disease out, and they're washing ashore. Another theory which I heard from another insider is that, of course, having a huge pile of rotting fish at the bottom of a cage attracts seals and sharks, so potentially there's holes forming in the nets as those animals try and get to the dead fish.
And that's not all that's hiding under the surface. I mean, they're pumping these fish full of pharmaceuticals to keep them in relative good condition for the consumer, but as these companies have now all been sold off, like they're no longer even Australian-owned companies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So because it is factory farming and they're cramming so many animals together, they have to use antibiotics when things like this happen to try and keep the fish healthy. And what happens is the huge use of antibiotics, especially into a waterway, it gets sort of like sprayed in there or dumped in there, and a huge amount goes into the waterway itself. So last year, Tassal, which is, as you mentioned, one of the companies that has now been bought out by a multinational giant called Cook Aquaculture from Canada, they fought very hard against the EPA releasing the data on the amount of antibiotics they've used because it was a huge, huge amount. And there was even a report of wild fish being caught, I think it was something like 5 kilometres from the nearest lease that had 6 times the safe level of antibiotics in its system. And that's a wild fish that's not even get, you know, targeted by the antibiotics. So, as you said, these huge companies have come in. This industry, which started in the 80s, has rapidly ballooned and expanded like a juggernaut around Tasmania, and now they're owned by 2 massive corporations, or 3, I should say. So Tassal is owned by Cook, as I said, they're a Canadian company, They come with an environmental record a mile long. They, in fact, they're the company that recently was somewhat, if not directly responsible for Washington State completely banning fish farms in their waters in the USA. And due to the environmental impact that that company had had there. And then the other one's owned by JBS, which is Huon Aquaculture. Now, JBS is a Brazilian company. They're the largest meat producer in the world, synonymous with the destruction of the Amazon for cattle ranching. And if they come with an environmental record 10 miles long, especially with all the deforestation in the Amazon, they were part of a huge corruption case. And so it's really become a massive, massive industry.
That's the second one. What about the third?
And the third is Sea Lord, which is a fishing conglomeration that owns Petuna. And Petuna is the smaller of the three salmon companies, but they're the ones that are in Macquarie Harbour predominantly. So it's Huon and Tassal. And Macquarie Harbour has been quite a site of contention at the moment because on top of all these things we've already talked about, disease, factory farming, antibiotics, the sheer presence of these factory farms in Tasmania's waters means that they have a direct impact through eutrophication, and that's pushing an animal called the Maugean skate in Macquarie Harbour, which is its only home to extinction.
By pretty scary ways. Like, I mean, what you don't see above the surface is that underneath there are just like thick layers of fish excrement and uneaten feed everywhere. And this is not something that happens just here, but anywhere they've had fish farms, they've had this problem. Scotland, Norway, North America, like, it's not...
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
It's not a safe industry.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is essentially, if you can imagine having... Yeah, as I said, like a pig farm in the ocean, but instead of there being any efforts to mitigate that waste or not allow it to go into the rivers, it all just dumps into the water column. And what that leads to is huge excess nutrients, which will then lead to things like algal blooms, and critically, it leads to lower dissolved oxygen, which is one of the most critical indicators of a healthy waterway. And so basically, as the oxygen starts diminishing, it starts pushing all sorts of marine life into suffering and into trouble. And that's what we've seen in Macquarie Harbour. But as you say, wherever they are around the world, farmed salmon is particularly damaging. It is essentially having like these huge feedlots just dumping into a waterway is never going to work, whether it's Tasmania or, as you said, Scotland, Norway, Canada, Chile, all these places. Argentina saw the writing on the wall from what happened in Chile, and they've actually banned it in their waterways. So, and Canada's moving to phase it out. It is a form of farming that is well and truly on the way out globally. But unfortunately, in Tasmania, you have both major parties completely backing it in, which is why companies like Cook from Canada that know that they're getting kicked out of North America have come here because, it's the Wild West down here. There's no rules, and our major political parties are backing these hugely damaging corporations without a second thought.
We're a safe haven for the big end of town.
That's exactly right. If you can come down to Tassie, we'll give you our public waterways for absolute peanuts, and you can pollute them as much as you want. It's a hard offer to refuse, and the reality is that the major parties will say that it brings, economic stimulus. But as I said, they're foreign-owned corporations. All the profits go offshore. The jobs that they provide here in Tasmania are wildly overstated by the industry. But that doesn't even begin to start with the fact that, one of the other reasons we're seeing these huge deaths is warming water temperatures. Tasmania is a hotspot for warming ocean temperatures. And as that increases, it's simply going to become impossible to farm salmon here, and these companies will up stumps and they'll leave Tasmania with no jobs and no waters anymore. Like they'll leave behind a legacy of destroyed waters, and these big international multinational corporations won't even blink.
What's Bob Brown's foundation calling for out of this, and how can Is there a boycott being called on salmon products?
That's so a great question. We're calling for the complete removal of salmon farms from Tasmania's waterways. We want them completely out of the waters. That's based on the fact that, as we've talked about, there is really no solution here. All around the world, the damages of salmon farming are apparent to see, so they need to come out. And, make sure you boycott Tasmanian the product that gets pushed by the major supermarkets. We've actually been campaigning against the major supermarkets as well, trying to get them to remove it from their stores. They haven't done so yet, but we put resolutions at their annual general meeting that did receive some record high votes, numbers like 40% of shareholders voting to back in some of the measures to stop having farmed salmon. So, yeah, if you're looking for something to do as an individual, the easiest thing to do is just ensure that you're not buying farmed salmon from Tasmania, but also from anywhere. As we've said, it's a hugely damaging product. If you're interested in trying to find what other, options are out there, the Australian Marine Conservation Society does a sustainable seafood guide. Myself, personally, I come from a background of 12 years of ocean conservation, and I would say that the best thing you could possibly do for the oceans is to stop eating seafood altogether. But if that's not an option for you, there are definitely better options than Tasmanian farmed salmon.
Alistair, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much for having me on. Anytime.
No stress. We'll hear from you soon. Gotcha, mate.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye.